the Ramban had questioned this concept that there are 613. He said, we find it to be the opinion of Reb Samloi in the Gemara in Makos, who said everyone else agrees to it. And where the Ramban had gone from there was to say, even if you would say that this is a machlokes, that not everyone agrees to the number 613, we would have to say that the halacha is that there are 613. Meaning, even if it's a machlokes, that seems to be the given in the Talmud. So we're continuing the Ramban. The Ramban is going to illustrate how throughout the Shas, the Talmud takes as an assumption, as a given, that there are Tayag Mitzvot. And he brought a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, in Shavuos and Nedarim. The Gemara says, Kimu Avodah Zarah B'kol Torah Kula, Inam Tayag Mitzvot. The Gemara seems to say that Tayag Mitzvot equals the whole Torah over there. Where the bottom line on page Aleph in the standard edition of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvot says, from here we see that this was given by them, that the count of mitzvot is that there are 613. We could say the first sentence, the first question, was according to everyone, and then when the Gemara took a number and said 613, we could say maybe that's only Rabbi Samlai. Being that we don't find throughout the Talmud any other number, whenever the Talmud wants to give us a number of mitzvot, the Talmud assumes it's 613, so it seems to be a given. The Talmud tells us in Shabbos, Shabbat aluchot, Moshe Rabbeinu bashed the luchos, he broke the luchos. My darish bey, what was Moshe's derivation to know that he should do this? Amar, ma Pesach she'achat mitayag mitzvot amar Torah kol benecha lo yochel bo. If Pesach is only one of the 613, and yet the Torah says the son of a Gentile may not eat from the Paschal offering. Kol haTorah kula v'Yisrael mumarim al chat kamal chama. Here we have the whole Torah, just like one who's a son of a pagan may not eat from the Paschal offering, so too if all of the Jewish people are mumarim, they've become apostates, they're all going after this idol, the golden calf, certainly I cannot give them the whole Torah.
The son of a Gentile, even if it's a Jew?
No. The idea is son if he's not a Jew.
Okay.
So, how does that still affect?
Well, there's no Paschal law.
But do, like, some people not invite Gentiles to the Seder on purpose?
People say that. I don't think there's any special din for the Seder. I have non-Jews at my Seder. People are in the gear process.
Yeah. I was just wondering, because I remember people talking about it.
Yeah. So a non-Jew is not allowed to eat from the Paschal offering. So we see over here that when the Talmud wants to refer to the whole Torah, the Talmud says Pesach is one of the 613. And Ubigmara Yevamot, the Talmud in Yevamah says, Amru ben Naomi, the Talmud tells us about Naomi, the Amra Lerut, she told Ruth, Mefekdin and Tayag Mitzvot, we are obligated to do 613 Mitzvot. Ve'od nitpashet ha-minyan hazeh me'od ba'agadot, כמו שאמרו בבראשית רבה, אמר רבי יודן ברבי, סימן רואי היה האדם הראשון, שתינתן תורה על ידו. We find this count frequently throughout the stories that our sages told us, like the Medrash Rabbah says, Rabbi Yudin Berevi said that Adam had a sign that the Torah would still be given through him. Matam ze sefer toldot Adam. This is the book of the genealogy of Adam. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, God said, Yitzir kapai ve'eni noten lo. I created this man, I'm not giving him the Torah. So to speak, Adam assumed God will give him the guidebook to the world. God will give him the Torah.
He didn't give him the Torah.
Wait, let's see. Chazal v'amar, shesh mitzvot natati lo v'lo yechol la'amod ba'achat mehin. God then said, you know, I gave him 6 mitzvot, and he couldn't stand up to one of them. Ve'ech ani noten lo 248 mitzvot taseh v'shesa mitzvot lo taseh. How can I give him 248 proactive commandments and 365 prohibitions. So you see the Medrash over there assumes there's a total of 613. The Medrash says Adam anticipated he'd receive the 613. When he couldn't stand up to six, God said, there's no way I'm giving him all 613.
What were the six?
What were the six?
Were they like the Noahide laws minus one of them?
Correct.
Minus the justice, the court of justice maybe?
Maybe the point, right.
But then what did eating the apple fall under?
I don't know.
And what about being fruitful and multiple? Was that given after he couldn't live up to the original six? Then he was still...
So my question is, that had to be one of the six then. The apple, right?
Idea?
The fruit. So then it's not the seven, it's six. It's not six. It has to be something they changed it somehow.
So he had his own list, a personal
list. I don't know. We'll have to check the Medrash. I don't know what the Medrash is referring to. וכן ממדרש רבי תנחומו ומדרשי אגדה אחרים הורגלו להזכיר סכום הזה. And so too in the Medrash Tanchuma and in other Midrashim, we frequently find that our sages use this number. This was their number when they wanted to refer to all of the mitzvot. They used the number 613, so it seems like it's a given that the bottom line there are 613. אבל ראיתי ממדרש חזית. But I saw in the Medrash Chazit, Rabbi Shua ben Nevi Amar, Shtei Divrot Shemu Yisam Pei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anochi V'lo Yiyeh Lecha. The Jewish people heard two commandments from God directly. When God said, I am Hashem your God, you shall not have any other God before me.
What's the first word in the line? You go so fast.
Yisrael, under the base. Yishakeni. Adau Dichtiv, that's what the verse says. Yishakeni, you have it?
Here's the Yisrael. Repeat. Or is it different Yisrael?
Under the base, Yishakeni. Adau Dichtiv, Yishakeni min shikot pihu. He'll kiss me from the kisses of his mouth. From the kisses, not all the kisses. Velo kol ha-nishikot. That we didn't hear all of the commandments directly from God. Rabbanan amru and the rabbis did not agree with Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. They said, kol ha-divot shamu yisan mipi ha-kadosh v'ahu. The Jewish people heard all 10 commandments directly from God. Rabbi Yishuv ha-disichnim shem Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Shua from the city of Sichnin said in the name of Rabbi Levi, Tamon de Rabbanin, Achakol Dibrot Ktiv, de Beratayim Anu Venishma. The reason that the rabbis say they heard all 10 from God is because in Devarim, we will read in 3 weeks, in Parshas Vayeschanan, the Jewish people say to Moshe, you tell us God's word. After they hear all 10 commandments, they come to Moshe and say, we got to hear it from you. We can't hear it directly from God. So that indicates that they heard all 10 before they said, we have to hear it directly from
God. Well, I thought it was because they could only handle the first two, and then they broke down and said, okay, now we...
That's the way we say in the Medrash. But the verse is written after all 10. So, Ma avid la Rabbi Shua ben Levi, pligi palig shen mukdam mukha b'Torah. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says it was written later, but really it happened earlier. The Torah isn't written in exact chronological order. Oino medaber, daber imanu benishma el alachas shnayim shalosh dibrot. Or when the Jewish people said to Moshe, "You talk to us and we'll hear," that was only after two or three commandments. Rabbi Azariah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, tafsi shitatei, amar, tiv Torah tivanu Moshe. כל התורה כולה 613 הבו. תו וב רי שי וגמטריה עולה כמניין תריה. מצוות דבר משה עמנו, תריה מצוות, דיבר משה עמנו. So they all said, how do you know that two commandments were said by God? How do you know that the Jewish people came to Moshe after two or three? How do you know when? So they said this drasha, it says Torah tziva lanu Moshe. We know the whole Torah is 613. Torah is the Gematria 611. So it must be that 611 mitzvot were taught by Moshe. The other two, Ki Anochi Velo Yelecha, the first two commandments, Lo Shmanu Mimoshe, we didn't hear that from Moshe, but rather from God. So two commandments we heard from God, that's what the verse says in the Song of Songs, Hevei, that's what the verse means, Yishakeni Min Shikot Piyu, he kissed me from the kisses of his mouth. He didn't give me everything from his mouth directly. We didn't get all 613 from Hashem, but from the words of Hashem, from the kisses of his mouth, is a reference to two commandments we heard from Hashem. Atkan divrei agada zo. Till here's where we have this agada. Here you see again, the Medrash assumes there are a total of 613. והנה מדרשו של רב אמונה שמנה תורה ציווה לנו משה תורה בגימטריה הכי אבי Rav Amnuna's derivation, that from the verse Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Moshe commanded us the word the Torah, and Torah has the numerical value of 611. Bekan divrei yachid, Rabbanan chalukin alav. Over here in this medrash, it's the individual's opinion, and the rabbis disagree with him. You see, the rabbis say we heard all 10 from God. We're up to the gimel in parentheses. Ve'lo nitbarer sham im hem chalukim al hakol legamrei. And over there, it's unclear whether they disagree with everything. Kolomar al midrasho shel Rav Samlai atzmo, meaning, do they disagree with Rav Samlai's complete derivation? Shamal toyag mitzvot nitnu Moshe b'Sinai, that he said that Moshe was given 613 mitzvot at Sinai. Oshi masod biadam v'kol modim shekachu, meaning he said, Rav Samlai said there were 613. Rav Amnuna said Torah tzivalanu Moshe. Torah is 611. 611 plus 2 from God, right? Now, the rabbis say, we heard all 10 from God. So what do they do with this derivation? Do they agree there are 613 in principle? They just say, well, you can't use this derivation of Torah being 611 because they heard all 10 directly from God, right? What do they do with this derivation? Do they disagree with the derivation but agree with the number? Or do they also disagree with the number of 613? Or did they have a tradition and everyone agreed there are 613? Because the Medrash over there also mentions numerous times this number of 613. And being that we find this number there and all over, we'll have to say that this was a tradition everyone had, because it seems to be a given that there were 613. And we'll pick up over here, I guess. Okay, the im kol zeh, we'll go till the period. Nonetheless, they do not refrain from disagreeing about a specific mitzvah, shezeh amar reshut v'zeh amar chova. The one is of the opinion that it is reshus, the other one says no, it's obligatory. It must be that they had in their back pocket, well, if this isn't the mitzvah, then the other thing is. And that's how they filled the count. But even though the Talmud doesn't show how they filled the count, but they knew how they filled the count. And the Talmud never bothers saying, well, if this isn't the mitzvah, how do you get 613? The Talmud doesn't bother doing that. Because it's so deep and distant. Because then on every discussion you have to explain your whole count on the whole Torah. Well, if this is a mitzvah, how do you fit in the rest of the count? And then you have to go through all 613. Well, if this isn't a mitzvah, how do you fit in the count? So the Talmud didn't do that, because then you'd end up having a very convoluted work. So even though technically each one knew how they fit in 613, they didn't bother figuring it out in the Talmud. Just as we find on something easier than this, when the Talmud wants to figure out what's the middle letter of the Torah, so the Talmud had a tradition and then someone questioned it, so the Talmud says, why don't we just bring a Sefer Torah and count? We'll figure out what's the middle letter. So the Talmud answers, "Lo bikinan, we're not so perfect, we don't have such a good tradition to figure out what's the middle letter. Avan min astam yismechu al zeh minyan ki yom kubal biyadam." But the assumed postula is that the count is 613. That is what they had in tradition, and that's why we find it throughout the midrashim. Everyone agrees there are 613. How you get 613 is a good question, but that there are 613.
How can everyone agree if there's no way to get them?
That's the tradition they had. Whether they sat and figured out each time, how do I fit in 613, or they didn't. The Talmud did not take the time to explain it to us.
Can you see me a drink?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.